Melbourne Phones, this is Jack. How can I help?
Sorry, who is speaking?
This is Jack from Melbourne Phones.
Jack, hi. This is Nikhil here. Actually, I recently joined your company, and I just received first bill. And the bill is like a double, you know, what I agreed, like while talking to your one of your employees, colleague. So I emailed back as well.
Okay. This is for the quick fix foods?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It was like the agreed amount was like 91 for internet, unlimited internet as well as phone line. And they charged me 248. And they mentioned only the courier charges for the modem. That's it. That's $18 that I can see. But other amount,
if,
I don't know.
Above,
understand.
If you look above that, sir, you will see we have charged you a monthly rental from the 22nd of September, sir. So this month you are paying about 9 days of September and the whole of October.
Yes, still, if I make a total, for example, 91 plus whatever the 30% of the 91, that's it, 30, right? So 120 plus 18, so 140 around the first bill must be, you know, and you guys charge me 248.
Okay, so sir, let me open up the bill, please. Bear with me for a moment. Thank you. This is for the service at unit 4, number 1, Tonkin Place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yes, I have seen the bill, sir. I have raised the ticket to my billing team right now, asking the clarification for the high bill. Okay, I do think that there is an excess amount of the monthly rental, which is around $90 on this bill. Let me check the explanation from the billing team, and I'll give you a call back, Mr. Patel. Okay?
Because if I change the plan from previous company to here, what is the benefit of it? Because they guys charging me 122 for both of it, and still having the technical issue, and no one able to sort it. So if they don't sort it, if your company, because while dealing with one of your colleagues, I told them if I'm not satisfied, if I have any technical issues continuously, if you don't sort it out, then I'll change it without any. I write the email, like whatever the, because it's been like I have a sales loss. Like, you know, someone called, customer called for the order. Suddenly phone line down and internet was down as well. And that customer, we don't get the call back from that customer. So ultimately, we are losing the sales by switching from more NBN to Melbourne phone NBN, right? And there is, I told that time I was dealing with a guy, I don't want to get any hidden charges. And they said like, oh, there is no hidden charges, that's all. And you will be more happy with Melbourne phone. But I'm still having the, you know, I'm losing my phone orders. So ultimately, I'm losing my sales and business. So if you guys can't sort it out within 2 weeks, I will change it. Go back to more NBN here. Yeah.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. Please sort out this and also technical issue, raise the technical issue, and they sort it out within 2 weeks, yeah. Because I'm totally, like, you know, not happy. Because this is basic, actually. The phone line is basic, you know. I mean,
so is your phone not working?
It's a plug. Now, phone, everything is okay. If someone calls, something happened with your modem, or I don't know. Phone is okay because I have been using the phone. There is nothing wrong with that. And I use the same model of the modem, like a mesh, a Netcom 18 mesh, mesh 18 or something, blah, blah, blah. I was using the same model. You guys send me the same model. And I didn't have this issue with the previous modem. That is the same modem, but the different modem, but the same model. Modem company same, model number same, everything same. But I didn't have that issue at all. But with this, if someone called me, like someone called on the store, and suddenly like internet goes down and phone line, we can't hear any voice from there. And I tried the same thing. When I called from my personal mobile to store, I can't hear as well. And my staff saying, oh, all like my Uber Eats tablets and like post system are red, because whenever there is no internet, it's showing red. There is a no network like that.
Okay.
So I didn't have this issue before with previous provider.
Okay.
So only change. Yeah, yeah. So please sort out within 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sort out this first. Yeah, and then sort out that as well. I don't want to do anything. If you want to connect by your like remotely, just connect the modem or send someone else, because I tried with your technical team or with the helping line, but didn't work out at all.
Okay.
So I'm totally frustrated with this. Yeah.
Sure, sir. I will have this escalated.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.